The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, do you like to eat nuts? Like super nummy hazelnuts and almonds and filberts and macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts? Right? You like cracking them open and digging out the choicest morsels of delectable nut meats? Because I really don't. Yep, no reason, just not a big nut fan. Never have been. Anyway, here's Mr. Totally Nutty McNutzer himself, Eric Metaxas.
I just can't help laughing.
No.
Todd, you're crazy. I love you.
Crazy guy.
Okay. In this hour, we get to continue our conversation with the great John Zmirak. Woo-hoo. John Zmirak, hello.
Thank you, Eric. We're talking about my piece at stream.org. To stop Christian deplorables, a new coalition of Christian insufferables speaks out.
I mean, the insufferability of these folks. Now, who else? I wish I had this in front of me. You said David Bentley Hart.
There's someone named Miroslav Wolf.
Well, Miroslav Wolf, I'm not surprised. He's politically very, very liberal.
Cornel West signed it.
I expect it from Cornel West,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
A bunch of people from theology schools where nobody virtually believes in God. To the most shocking part of this letter at Commonweal Magazine, let me read you this quote. When Christians change from majority to minority status in a given country, they should not contort their witness in order to stay in power. The church remains the church even as a political minority, even when unable to influence the government or when facing persecution. Now, this is almost unintelligible. It's virtue signal semaphore.
I was going to say, this is nothing but left-wing posturing, let's be honest. It's left-wing posturing. That's all it is.
But I have translated it into honest English.
Go ahead.
No nation may limit immigration at all, even if the newcomers are openly hostile to the nation's values and heritage and likely to persecute the native Christians. Pro-life Americans can't limit the influx of pro-abortion voters from south of the border who put their own self-interest and tribal interest ahead of unborn lives. You can do nothing about immigration even if Muslim immigrants are coming into Lebanon explicitly saying they want Sharia law and they want to close the burn the churches. You can't stop them. That is how radically open borders these people claim the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And that strikes me as staggering. We just marked 100 years since the Armenian Genocide. Today, Christians in Iraq and Syria, Nigeria, Kenya, they're being hunted like animals by Islamic gangs and militias. If there's any reason at all to have a government, it's to stop persecutions like that.
I tell you
and
what.
Citizens have any rights at all. It's to make policy to prevent that. I would like the authors of this manifesto at Commonweal to go take a comfortable sabbatical. They'll get paid and fly out of their comfort zone and go to the refugee areas in Iraq. I won't say refugee camps because the Christians are not even allowed into the refugee camps in Iraq. They're controlled by Islamists. No, the Christians in Iraq are living in shipping containers and metal huts by the side of the road and freezing in the winter. I would like these fat and happy academics to go there and tell these Christians who are being persecuted, who saw their wives and daughters raped by ISIS, their sons killed. I would like them to explain to these Christians how great persecution is and how Americans and everyone else should welcome the same conditions that Christians face in Iraq and Syria.
I'm going to repeat what I said a moment ago. I hope that homeschool families will print out your articles, John Zmirak, and let their kids read them and study them, because if we don't understand these things, we can't stand against them. The reason people like David Bentley Hart and Miroslav Volf and others take these positions is because there are certain things they really don't get. They don't understand. And we have to train our young people to really understand what is happening. And I will hit back in the sense that I will say it is precisely the opposite of what these folks are putting forward in terms of parallels with the German church. The German church laid down, in the same way that mainline Protestants and liberal Catholics are lying down with regard to the LGBTQ, LMNOP, QRST movement. And I say that because they fly the rainbow flag almost like saying, I'm good, I'm not bad. Now, do you think that there weren't churches in the Third Reich that flew the Nazi flag before it had the connotations it has today? They said, we just want to show that we're good, we're not a challenge to the power structure, we're on board, oh, we just let us do our little evangelism. Of course, they're not doing any real evangelism, but the point is that it really is a fear of the reigning culture. The reigning culture is now obviously anti-biblical sexuality. That's the reigning culture. And the mainline Protestant churches, and to some extent the Greek Orthodox Church and other churches like this, they've chosen not to take a stand. Somebody like David Bentley Hart, you'd expect him to take a stand. They don't want to take a stand. It's much more politically correct to say we're against Donald Trump. So I would say that they are falling into the trap that the German church, and these are many good people falling into this trap. They're not all wicked. They're falling into this trap. And it is precisely parallel, in my estimation, to what the German church did under National Socialism.
That's right. Whoever the culture and the elites, the universities, the giant corporations and Google and Facebook, whoever they're targeting and scapegoating, those are the people we should be standing
there
with.
There you go.
The homeschoolers, the Jack Phillips, the Christian business owners that are being persecuted by the government, people who are losing custody of their kids because they won't give them puberty-blocking hormones that could wreck them physically and psychologically. You need to stand with the person who's being scapegoated. The way Jesus stood with the woman caught in adultery. What you don't need to do is to be like, not even the Pharisees. Some of the Pharisees were sincere. No, these people are like the Sadducees, the high priests like Caiaphas and Annas, who worked with the Romans and collaborated with Roman occupiers,
right,
because it helped them keep their giant, expensive, empty buildings open. These people are not even Pharisees. They are Sadducees.
Wow. Hmm. And that's sad, you see. Okay, so we're talking again about, isn't that the, I love dumb jokes. It's like Jesus said, don't get on an airplane, because he said, lo, I am with you. So come on.
Oh.
All right, so yeah. All right, so we're talking about your articles at stream.org. The article that we're talking about right now is To Stop Christian Deplorables, a New Coalition of Christian Insufferables Speaks Out. I'm sensitive to this because I've been attacked often for saying that I thought we ought to vote for Trump. And I think to myself, we're living at a time when the virtue signaling is all on that side. They are basically saying, no, don't go against the reigning cultural power by siding with anybody who's politically incorrect or who may say things that are politically incorrect now and again. Side with us. And so when they accuse people who have allied themselves with Trump or who are respectful of this presidency of selling out to power, it's precisely the opposite. If you want cultural power, you oppose Trump, just like all the celebrities are doing.
That's right. You work. You get on the same side as Harvard, Yale, Google, the FBI, most of the FBI and the deep state, the Democratic National Committee, multinational corporations, George Soros. They're all lining up on one side, and they're all saying the same thing, that the Bible was wrong about one of the most crucial areas of human life, sexuality. The Bible has been wrong for 6,000 years. Oh, okay. Yeah, clearly the courageous Christian stand will be to side with Google and Facebook Harvard.
It's unbelievable. Did you read that they were trying to force some group? This is another religious freedom issue to celebrate a same-sex marriage. I think it was in the New York Times today. But this pressure, this cultural pressure, is it abrogates religious liberty in America, and it undermines all liberty. And we need to educate ourselves. So I want to say to folks again, if you know people in the homeschool movement, you need to understand the deeper parts of this issue. It's one of the reasons, John, I love to have you on. We're out of time. When we come back, we're going to change the conversation dramatically. We're going to be talking to Autumn Miles. She's written a book called Gangster Prayer. Stick around.
Such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it.
And the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. That's Neil Young, and I'm Eric. And I'm sitting here with my guest, Autumn Miles, the author of Gangster Prayer, Relentlessly Pursuing God with Passion and Great Expectation. Autumn Miles, welcome.
Thank you.
You are a radio host on Salem Radio in Dallas.
Yes.
I'm also on Salem Radio in Dallas. So we're
like best friends.
Maybe we didn't know that we were neighbors. And I just realized we're neighbors.
We're
right?
Totally neighbors.
We're radio neighbors. Now, when I look at you, I don't get the idea that, like, you know, this is about gangster prayer or gangster prayer. Like, I read the book, I look at the book and the title Gangster Prayer, and I look at you and I say, okay, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, first of all, besides being a radio host and a speaker, you're the author of a number of books. This is Gangster Prayer. What do you mean? First question, what do you mean by gangster prayer?
I love it. Catches your attention, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, you do too. You dress, I've noticed this, you dress in bright colors.
Yeah.
Your hair is brightly colored.
Yeah.
And you get people's attention.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's important. I think it's important. Yes, I dress like a human highlighter. Yes, I do. Gangster Prayer. God gave me the title to Gangster Prayer. I was sitting in my bed with my luscious pillows behind me, relaxing, watching a documentary on real life gangsters and mobsters. And I had watched this series for weeks, and I was so intrigued by the loyalty and the characteristics I saw in the gangsters and the mobsters. And this is, like, you know, from the 40s, 50s era.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the Spirit of God spoke to me, and he said, those gangsters and mobsters are more passionate about their mission of evil than you are about prayer. I had been a pastor's kid in church my entire life, and when God spoke to me, it offended me, but it was also dead on. I was not passionate about prayer at all, and it was my wake-up call.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, for somebody who doesn't pray, to hear from God like that, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing, because people long to hear from God. So it's interesting to me that you put it that way. But I've heard people say a similar thing with regard to others that we wouldn't agree with. Like, you'd say, you know, that terrorist is more committed to what they do or whatever. And it is kind of true that I think that we, at least in the Western church, we're very comfortable, and it's it's very bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, but where do you go with this idea of gangster prayer? Or should we, I kind of want to find out your story a little bit before we get into this, but you can maybe say more about the title or more about this, but I want to know your story.
I mean, the whole idea of gangster prayer was this: when God told me, listen, they're more passionate about their mission than you are. I was a pastor's kid, grew up in a church, and was completely complacent. And it struck me in a way that I was offended. How dare you, God, say this to me? But it was true. And I started looking around my life, all these things that I grew up hearing, listening from my dad preaching from the pulpit. I just heard them. I didn't internalize them. I didn't live them. And so I made a decision that day. I will never let a gangster or mobster or anything like that be more passionate about prayer than me. And so I decided to overhaul and unlearn unlearn all these religious things that religion had taught me growing up in the church, and overhaul my prayer life. Because if God is who he says he is, I was not accessing every part of him, and I wanted to do that.
Wow. Well, look, I think one of the reasons I want to have you on, because I think this is a common problem in the American church.
It's an epidemic.
And we have to get serious. And you say in the book, I know that the idea is that if the American church were awake and alive and behaving like the people of God, we could never have all the problems that we have. The church isn't really being the church. I talk about this a lot with regard to Bonhoeffer. And, you know, that when the church is the church, it's much more difficult for evil things to happen. But a lot of bad things have been happening in this country with all kinds of epidemics. And you could see the social decay and stuff. So, but I want to talk about your story, because whenever I meet people, I want to know their story and what led you to this point. So what is your story? You said you live in Dallas, but were you born in Dallas?
No, I wasn't. I was raised in a Christian home, but at the age of 15, met a guy, married him, and he abused me for a total of 7 years. Found myself at
15.
15 years old.
You got married?
No, I met him at 15, got married a week before my 19th birthday to him.
Holy
And
God.
So I had this domestic violence background. I had to go in front of my dad, who was the pastor, and say, I've been being abused for all these years. Took it to my Baptist church, who kicked me out. So
Wait. What do you mean? First of all, so where was this? What state was this in?
Indiana.
Okay, so in Indiana, you're raised in the church, but at age 15, you nonetheless get in a relationship with somebody for years. You say you get married at 19. Were your parents aware of any of what was happening?
No. And when you are a victim of domestic violence, on your first date, the man is not punching you in the face. You know, he's telling you how beautiful you are. He's appealing to really your insecurities. So once I fell in love with him, I was to protect him at all costs, and that's what I did. So, no, I never told my parents until it was time to get out.
Holy cow. And you're saying 7 years?
7 years
total.
That's
a long time.
It's a long time.
So that's a big part of your story, obviously. Now, have you written about that in another book?
I Am Rahab. That book was released last August.
Okay. I Am Rahab mm-hmm. is that book.
Yes.
So that's the book about the abuse. Okay. So at 22, you're still a young woman. Where do you go from there?
At 22, that's when God got a hold of my life. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I almost committed suicide. And the Spirit of the living God spoke to me and said, not yet. Do you remember me? And he was referring to all that I had heard about God growing up from my dad. Do you remember me? That night, I confessed, repented, which is a chapter in the book, because I don't think we talk about repentance enough in the church.
No.
We talk about turning from sin, but, 10 years into your relationship with Christ, we don't talk about it enough. Anyway, repented, and that story is actually in the book.
In this book?
In the book.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And God spoke to me in the most incredible way. I was so rebellious in my prayer to him that night. I said, I do not believe in you. I don't.
So he speaks to you.
He speaks to me.
You speak back and you say, I don't believe in you.
I don't believe in you. How could you let me be abused these 7 years? How could you do that to me? How come you didn't intervene? And only God knew I was contemplating suicide that night. I was scared that my ex-husband was going to kill me, and that I was also scared that God was going to kill me. Flipped open my Bible to Psalm 91, and one of the verses in there say something like this: the righteous will have long life. And that appealed to me because I didn't want to die, but I didn't see any hope. And that's the night when I turned and began my relationship with Christ.
Wow. And so what happens from there? You've been married again.
Yes.
And you have kids.
Four. I went to Liberty University a couple months later.
Well, Liberty will cover a multitude of sins, I got to tell you. It's I'm a big fan of that wonderful university. I've spoken at their commencement, and I have spoken at some of their convocations. And every time I go, I'm really impressed, mm-hmm. I have to say. And a lot of times I meet Liberty graduates, and I have not failed to be impressed by Liberty graduates. It's almost funny to me. It's a wonderful place. Yeah.
We're great people.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr. was friends with my dad, and my dad called him, and he said, "What do I do? My daughter's being abused, but the deacons want to kick her out of my church." And he said, "Tell that girl to come to Liberty and find her a good, godly husband." He was one of the first people that I met, my husband, at Liberty, and we've been married for 15 years and have 4 kids.
Oh, man. I like to get to the happy ending quickly. That is so wonderful. Well, it's fascinating, though. So you have this, effectively happy ending, but you're saying in the middle of mm-hmm. this, nonetheless, you get this wake-up call. You're watching this thing about gangsters, and God convicts you about not being as committed as you once were or as you ought to be.
Well, here's the thing. I was a professional Christian living an amateur prayer life, an amateur walk with Christ. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. I think we have a lot of professional Christians that go to church, that do the thing, but are we actually engaging the Almighty on our behalf? I realized when I started to unlearn a bunch of these religious things that I had been talking at God and not to him, asking him to answer and to intervene in my request, in my conversation. I didn't look at it as a relationship. I looked at me sort of talking at a being just because I was supposed to. And when it hit me, I was living a fake Christian walk. It made me mad at myself and what I had become.
We're going to go to a break. We're talking to Autumn Miles, author of the new book, Gangster Prayer, Relentlessly Pursuing God with Passion and Great Expectation. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Dorian could hit the U.S. southeast coast as a Category 3 hurricane. Dorian may also grow in size and could land anywhere from South Florida to South Carolina on Sunday or Monday. Dorian has struck the U.S. Virgin Islands. The British Virgin Islands and the Puerto Rico Islands are in Dorian's path now. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia will retire at the end of 2019, citing what he calls health challenges. Queen Elizabeth has approved the UK government's request to suspend Parliament amid a growing crisis over Brexit. Opposition lawmakers contend that Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants to limit the ability of lawmakers to come up with legislation to block a no-deal Brexit. Lord & Taylor, one of the nation's oldest department stores, being sold for $100 million to rental clothing company Latote Incorporated. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my
own. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And guess what? I don't do the show by myself. I have guests now. And my guest is sitting here, Autumn Miles, the author of this book, Gangster Prayer, Relentlessly Pursuing God with Passion and Great Expectation. So what does this mean effectively? Because it's kind of interesting when people talk about, you know, I'm not praying enough or whatever. I mean, that is my story. Like, I think, gosh, I have trouble sometimes connecting or whatever. So what did it mean to you? In other words, how did it manifest itself in your life that suddenly you were able to say, I'm going to do X? What is X?
Well, X is engaging the Almighty on your behalf, actually. I think a lot of us talk about that, and a lot of us are like, man, we want to engage the Almighty. But the Spirit of God spoke to me one day, and he said this, Autumn, what is a miracle to them can be normal to you. And I was like, wait, what does that mean? And he was, I was facing a group of people at the time the Spirit of God spoke to me. And I realized that some of us only experience a couple of miraculous things in our life. When Jesus, when he walked the face of the earth, he was doing miracles left and right. And he spoke to me and said, miracles can be your normal life. And since that point, they have been. I have seen people healed, millions of dollars given in one day, all my children saved from death, because I have adopted this fact that, listen, first of all, no gangster is going to be more passionate about prayer, about their mission than I am about prayer. But also, if God is giving me basically a blank check to say, come on in, partake in the miraculous, just like Jesus did, and I have the Spirit of the living God living inside of me, what kind of a moron would I be if I didn't partake in
that? Well, there's so much fear. Like I talk to a lot of Christians sometimes, and they think that to be overly excited about my faith or anything, they kind of act like, I don't want to do that. I want to be rational and reasonable. And I think, well, let's be rational and reasonable about the fact that what you just said, God invites us to walk a miraculous life. A lot of people don't believe that. I would argue with them all day that you're wrong. He does that, and you're saying the same thing. But I think a lot of times people, they think, oh, I don't want to be a fanatic, or they always figure out where that can go that's bad, and then they reject it. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking about is taking God at his word. And there's, I guess what I would say, because I want the same kind of thing, and I try to walk in that, he wants us to walk in joy and hope and faith all the time, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty amazing when you think of the dull alternative. Mm-hmm.
There is so much that you can tap into when you understand that the Jesus that walked the face of the earth, what did he say? He said, these things I did, but you can do greater things than these. We don't even take into account some of the things that he said as gospel truth. And that is the essence of this book. I want to see miracles in my life. You know, people look down and they say they don't want to be a fanatic until they have a miracle happen in their life,
right?
And then they're full of faith.
Right.
When you're walking and people are looking at your life and saying, how did you write this book? How did you get published? How did you get this huge radio show that's everybody knows about? You know, that is attractive to people. They want to know how. And the basis of all of it is not connections. I mean, I had no money. I had no connections. I had nothing, but I had a God that I could ask things of, and he's the one that connected me to people and to the finances needed in order to do the things that I'm doing.
It is an amazing thing. When you have walked with God and you've seen that kind of stuff, there's no doubt about it. I was thinking, I don't know if it was this morning or last night, about my Bonhoeffer book. There is no question that that was all God. I mean, it changed my life, changed my career. I guarantee you that it was God. In other words, if you know what I know about the story, mm-hmm. you see God's hand. Mm-hmm. And anytime you see God's hand, it does increase your faith, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons I always say to people, beg God for a miracle, mm-hmm. because miracles are life-changing, they're faith-changing. So you have experienced miracles.
Absolutely. I every day.
Yeah.
I am walking in a life that is miraculous. The very fact that I'm not dead right now and I didn't take my life 20 years ago is proof of that. But also in our Christian culture, I realized in my own life that our Christian culture has adapted and adopted this mentality of I doubt God will rather than believing that he will.
Right.
I had to go back and unlearn these religious things that had been taught to me, had been told to me. And I realized my foundation was not faith. It was doubt. So if you have a foundation of doubt in your prayer life rather than faith that God will, how in the world can you expect God
yeah.
to move a mountain on your behalf?
Yeah.
We have to take it all the way back yeah. in our Christian walk and change the foundation of it.
It's interesting because I do see people, they pray sadly, like they go, Lord, I just and you can feel that they don't really expect miracles.
Yeah.
Like they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to walk in power and in faith. And it doesn't mean that everything is going to be a rose garden.
Mm-mm.
But in a funny way, that's precisely the reason he wants us to walk in that kind of joy and in the miraculous. And when you see miracles, you pray differently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've ever seen somebody healed, when you pray for healing, you pray differently because you're mm-hmm. thinking, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. So it sounds to me like that's a big part of what you're saying. It's like your attitude changes because you know this is real.
It absolutely changes. It's a piece of what I'm saying. I talk about in the book the dead language of prayer. You look about the abortion issue that we have in our country, which I've adopted two children, so I am very pro-life, okay? You look at the, you know, the sex trafficking issue.
Okay, this is big stuff. When we come back, I want you to go on this because I'm right there with you. Folks, I'm talking to Autumn Miles. The book is Gangster Prayer. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent and even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, now playing. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out. That's George Harrison, and I'm not. I'm sitting here with Autumn Miles, the author of I Am Rahab, and the author of a new book, Gangster Prayer. Autumn, you were just saying when we went to the break about abortion, about how passionately pro-life you are. I am as well. Keep going, because you were talking about that.
One of the chapters in the book, I wanted to hit the dead language of prayer. This is just a call to wake up. People say, oh, I pray, and I look around at our culture, and especially in America, and I'm like, you do? Really? Do you? Because when we have the abortion issue that we have seen really, I mean, years and years, decades and decades. However, in this last year, it has blown up and it's inconceivable, some of these laws that are getting passed. When we have the sex trafficking issue and I have to worry about my 13-year-old going to the mall in Dallas, Texas, wondering what's going to be lurking around the corner. When we have video games that I won't even let my kids touch or watch, that is basically entertainment to kill people, where is the prayer? If I'm engaging God every single day on behalf of our country, on our politicians, there wouldn't be such a divide, I don't think, politically. I don't think it would be in the church, because we're seeing a huge divide in the church right now. And some of these social issues that we are saying, I believe that God is greater than. And I think the church needs to wake up and start waking up this dead language of prayer. They need to resurrect it.
Well, I think you could guess that I agree with you. I often find, I'm often mystified, because I came to faith later in life, in my mid-20s, that I was so grateful to become a Christian. And I feel like I was, you know, I dove in and I swam and swam and swam. And then you kind of look back and you realize there are a lot of people just floating. Like, they're not really excited, and maybe it's because they grew up in the church and they only half believe this stuff, but it is dismaying when you realize that there are a lot of people that they seem somehow resigned to the way things are.
Yeah.
And there's a lot we can do, but prayer would be at the heart of it.
Prayer, it drives me crazy when people say, oh, we have to do something more than prayer. Now, yes, are there practical things that we need to do? I mean, as far as my call, domestic violence in the church is a huge call on my life. And there are practical things that we need to put in place in churches to make sure women are safe and men are safe who are being abused. However, it is the most powerful tool that God has given us to eradicate some of these things that we're seeing in our society. You cannot sit here and convince me that prayer is alive and well when I am seeing the different things, when I turn on the news, that I'm seeing.
Well, I would agree. It's an interesting thing because I think there are a lot of Christians that they don't really know Jesus personally. It's more like an intellectual thing. And when it's an intellectual thing, you almost buy into this idea, well, I don't want to be too crazy. I just have these beliefs. But if you really believe Jesus is alive and he wants to talk to you and wants to walk with you and his word is alive and true and what he says in it is true, there's no question that you're going to behave differently.
Absolutely.
I mean, when he says greater things you can do, you will do, you think, well, is that a typo?
Mm-hmm.
Was that it's not in some of the earlier manuscripts? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the story with that? You realize that's either God's promise in the mouth of Jesus or it's not true. And if it is true, why aren't we taking him up on it?
Well, that's what Jesus said, but that's not what religion teaches. Religion says that there are so many more rules that we have to add to prayer. And if you don't pray for 50 minutes a day or an hour and a half a day, well, then you should be ashamed of yourself. That's religion and Jesus don't match a lot. Okay. And one of the things that I found just in my own life is that I was scared to pray for big things because what if God didn't will it? I went to a church one time and I was preaching at a women's conference, and I was listening to the prayers of these women that said, oh, you know, meet us here, but only if you will. It was almost like they were scared that God didn't want to meet them there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I got so frustrated that I had to stop the prayer and I prayed over the women. But God had told me several years earlier, Autumn, don't be scared to pray about my will or not, because faith is my will. But religion says you have to follow this talk track. And if you don't follow this talk track, well, then, I mean, you should be ashamed. You should be worried because you have to pray in line with this talk track.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to hear you say this because I've experienced all this sort of stuff that people are. I mean, look, theology is really important because
people
can get so off where they really are. They're afraid to pray. I mean, look, if I'm praying for somebody to be healed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, you know, Lord, if it's your will.
Yeah.
But then I can also say the Lord, maybe this is the key to the whole thing, is that the Lord has given us authority.
Yes.
It's not like we're these little mice and we say, Lord, if you wanted to, the Lord has said, no, I don't want it. I've already given you the authority to heal in my name, to pray in my name, to command angels and demons in my name. I've given you the authority. Please, son, daughter, step into the authority that I've given you and stop being so meek as though, you know, you don't have any clue about. I have given you a clue.
Yeah.
I have given you my will and my word and stuff. And it looks like something completely different.
Yes. I think, going back to that faith is my will thing, this has kept us harnessed for so long to walk in what we think is a righteous manner by being meek and being reserved or whatever you want to call it, when really I think it's the opposite of what Jesus wants. I mean, look at what Peter did when the Holy Spirit was given the day of Pentecost. I mean, that he was praying and God gave it to him. So, I mean, you have to look back. And one of the reasons I wrote the book is to evaluate honestly, church, anyone who's listening, evaluate honestly, where are you at? Are you seeing your prayers answered, or are you looking at the person next door and saying, wow, they're more righteous than me because they're getting their prayer answered? And my challenge to you is that can be you. Stop coveting someone else's prayer life and start enjoying the inheritance that the Bible teaches, not what religion preaches.
Or you can find a church where they actually believe that prayers get answered.
And there's a lot of good out there.
There are plenty of churches, you know, where they almost act like, well, we'll pray, but come on. You know, we're living in modern times. God doesn't heal. And I'm thinking, hey, folks, maybe you should go to a different church. We're basically out of time. Autumn Miles, it's so wonderful to meet you. And congratulations on the new book, Gangster Prayer.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, I like what you're selling. Thank you for coming. I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's far beyond the star. It's near beyond the moon. I know.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is renewing a feud with Puerto Rican officials as the U.S. territory prepares for stormy weather.
With Dorian approaching the island, the president has declared an emergency in Puerto Rico and ordered federal assistance for local authorities. And he tweeted assurances that FEMA is ready to respond. But the president also blasted Puerto Rico as one of the most corrupt places on earth and said the island has received more storm aid than any place else has ever gotten.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Dorian could hit the southeast U.S. coast as a Category 3 hurricane, and forecasters say it could land anywhere from South Florida to South Carolina on Sunday or Monday. Republican Senator Johnny Isakson of Georgia will retire at the end of 2019, citing what he calls health challenges. The Dow is up 239 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Hey there, folks.
Yeah.
Man, what a day it's been, Albin. We've been talking to Autumn Miles, Gangster Prayer. We talked to John Zmirak. We talked to Denise Harley in hour one about the Connecticut transgender athlete thing. By the way, I want to mention, if you want to help Alliance Defending Freedom,
yes,
they really do need our help. And when I think that they're standing up for these, all of these people, I mean, the 16-year-old girl trying to run track in Connecticut, having to run against dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, can you call them dudes? Yeah, I just did. They're dudes who are pretending to be women. And the whole thing is so outrageous. But we need to help Alliance Defending Freedom. So if you want to help Alliance Defending Freedom, I will give you that phone number in just a second. As you know, well, actually, here's the phone number.
Yeah.
If that touched you, they really need our help, I got to tell you. 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. They are fighting for religious liberty. That's for everybody. This is honestly, I mean, I don't know where these young girls in the Glastonbury High School, where they are religiously, but it's irrelevant. This is for America. You know, are we going to be fair? And this is nonsense. And only Alliance Defending Freedom has the courage to take this on. So that's 800-556-2770. I hope somebody will give a good gift. 800-556-2770. And we have got to thank you, those of you who have given to Food for the Poor. We're wrapping up this campaign. We have a couple of days left. So if you still haven't given to Food for the Poor, now we're doing a gigantic drawing. It is huge.
Yeah.
Anybody who gives anything today, you will be entered in the drawing. And I'm telling you, if you win, you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to get so much stuff. It's signed copies of like every book I've ever written, and copies in Chinese, in German, in Dutch.
Right.
It's like these are collector's items. It's crazy. We're having a lot of fun. In order to do that, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner.
Yes.
Or you can call 1-844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. You got to do it today. I mean, this is we're right up against the end here. 844-863-HOPE. If you donate $200, by the way, you're entered in the drawing four times.
Four.
And you will be providing 5,000 nutritious meals. How do they do that? They leverage, they have donations of rice and beans and all that from around the world, and they need our money to help get this to the people who are hungry. So this is a serious situation, but your money goes very far. Food for the Poor is very reputable. We only deal with organizations like Food for the Poor that we trust, that we vetted. So if you go to MetaxasTalk.com and give $200 today, you're giving 5,000 nutritious meals. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing opportunity that our money can go that far. You'll also get a signed copy of my new book, Donald Builds the Wall.
Yes.
Which features the vicious gang MSNBC 13. Very vicious. Yeah. There's also somebody in there who looks like Sean Hannity. You'll have fun.
Yeah, I read it on the train last night. It's very, very funny. If you like the first book, you're going to love the sequel.
And if you hated the first book, you're going to love this even more.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll give the number again, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. It's your last chance, folks. If you want to enter this drawing, you've got to give 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE, or you can just go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. And by the way, you need to sign up for our YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show. We are putting spectacular stuff on there. It's all shot in this gorgeous TBN studio.
That's
we
right.
got an interview with Daryl Strawberry coming up. A lot of great stuff. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.